I want to look at the book of Luke. We started looking at Luke chapter 4 last week. I'm going to look at Luke chapter 5. And in Luke chapter 5, this is Jesus as he is calling the first disciples. And it says, "It now occurred that while the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the message of God, he was standing by the lake, how do you say that, Tommy? Sea of Galilee.
Genesaret.
There you go. Genesaret. Sea of Galilee. And he saw the two boats drawn up by the lake, but the fishermen had gone down from them and were washing their nets. And getting into one of the boats, the one that belonged to Simon Peter, he requested him to draw out a little bit away from the shore. And then he sat down and he continued to teach the crowd from the boat. And when he stopped speaking, he said to Simon Peter, 'Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a haul.' And Simon Peter answered, 'Master, we toiled all night and caught nothing in our nets. But on the ground of your word, I'll lower the nets again.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were at the point of breaking. And they signaled for their partners in the other boat to come and to take hold with them. And they came and they filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, 'Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord.' And he was gripped with bewildering amazement, and all that were with him, with the haul of fish that they had made. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon Peter. And Jesus said to Simon, 'Have no fear. From now on, you'll be catching men.'" So this is as Jesus is calling those first disciples. And I love the fact there's so many, just the images. And that's the great thing when you read the Gospels. You get the images, and you can see in your mind exactly what's taking place. And you can just see Jesus, as we just read from last week as we were looking at Luke chapter 4, and how he just has that heart, that desire to give, to touch, to heal, to take the gospel. And then he even said, you know, when the people wanted him to stay with them, he even said, "This is what I'm here for. I'm here to bring the good news, to bring the gospel to people. Whoever had a need, Jesus was there to meet those needs." And now here he is, even though he was trying to get some quiet time to himself, and yet the people pressed in. They wanted to hear the word. Here's the first thing. I love the image of people making their efforts, desiring deep within themselves to hear the word, to hear the truth, to hear Jesus. It's not an easy thing back in those days. Yeah, it's not an easy thing to take time to go listen to somebody speak. Because as you're living your life, you know, back in the times of Jesus, the average person who's living their life, the average person, in fact, the vast majority of the people are not living comfortable lives. They're scratching out their existence day by day. If you're a fisherman, you're going out there and you're catching fish every day because you need to catch fish. You need to sell those fish. If you're one who has a trade or a craft, or if you're one that's growing things, I mean, you've got to scratch out your existence. You've got to make your provisions every day provide. And if you don't, you know, it's not working a five-day week and you take 2 days off. No, you got to scratch the earth every day to make sure that you make your ends meet, that you survive. It's not just making ends meet like we think of today where, well, I hope I have enough money to make sure I pay for the satellite television, for my phone service, for the car that I'm leasing, so forth and so on. No, they're trying to scratch out their existence for survival on a daily basis. So to take time to go and to hear somebody speaking, that's not productive towards scratching out their daily life. But they still did it because they saw the value that was there. I love the fact, and this is the way we should be, and I wish that as a culture we were like this, that we so hungered for the word that we would not let the word go. They wouldn't let Jesus go. They wanted, even though he was trying to remove himself and trying to replenish himself physically, spiritually, they wanted more of Jesus. And he answered, he responded. You know, this is the great thing. If they wanted to hear the word, he was going to give them the word. Same thing is true for you and I. If you want the word, Jesus is going to show you who he is. He is the word. He's going to show himself to you. Because a lot of times we wonder why Jesus doesn't come, why he doesn't make it easier. You know, it's up to us to make that move towards him. If we make the move and we hunger for the word, if we hunger for him, he is going to show himself to us. And if you've gone through times in your life where you felt like, well, I just don't understand the word. I have a hard time comprehending the word. If you pursue the word, if you pursue Jesus, you pursue the word, the Holy Spirit, when you spend time in the word, the Holy Spirit will show you things you've never seen before. Here's Jesus, even though he's tired, if they wanted the word, he was going to make sure that they got the word. And so when they came to him, he's standing by the lake to make sure he could speak to all of them. He saw the two boats drawn up by the lake. He told the fishermen, as they're washing their nets, in other words, they're done with their fishing for the day. And he got up in the one of the boats and he said to Simon Peter to draw a little ways away from the shore so that he could speak and that all who were there, all who had come, all who had assembled could hear. I love the fact that so many came. They hungered after the word. What's lacking in our culture here in the United States is a hunger for the word. It really truly is not enough for me to just want and desire to have the word on Sundays when I go to church. You know, it's good that we go to church on Sundays. It's good. We need that. It's diligence. It's discipline. It's feeding. It's fellowship with other believers. It's strengthening ourselves in the body. It is outstanding. We need to be at church on Sundays. But if that's all that I have, as far as my seeking the word of God, as far as hungering for the word, like we see these people here, if that's all I have, it's not going to be enough, really, to make a difference. Not the total difference in my life. I need to be seeking after. I need to be pursuing after Jesus continually. Throughout the day, throughout the week, I need to be seeking after Jesus. We have so many resources, whether it's Christian television, Christian radio. You know, here just in Northwest Ohio, you've got two local Christian radio stations. You've got a local Christian TV station. You've got teaching and encouragement available all the time. You've got local Christian bookstores where you can go. You can get resources. You have so much available to you. And I know that we say in our culture, we just don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time to spend reading the Word of God. I don't have time. You know what? We find time to watch our favorite TV programs. We find time to play video games. We find time to just hang out and do the things that are entertaining to us. We find time. The time is there. What it really comes down to is, what's the priority of my time? See, these people, as Jesus was speaking, they wanted to hear the word. They were not going to let Jesus go. They clamored for the word. And when they did, Jesus always responds. And he gave them the word and he spoke to them. He spoke, gave them the good news. He gave them the gospel. He gave them those words of encouragement. As a culture, we need to hunger. We need to pursue after the word like we see these people. It was a far greater sacrifice for them to do it than it is for you and I. I might have to give up, you know, sitting in my reclining chair in front of the television for a little while to go spend time in the Word. That would be the sacrifice for most of us. Well, these people are trying to scratch out their living, their life, to sustain themselves for that day. And yet they set that aside to take time because they wanted the word. They saw the value. They saw the power of the word. You know, when you put your eyes on the word, when you look to the word, you see the power that's there. And you'll hunger for it. You know, when I say that we have to make the sacrifice, and the sacrifice that we would make is not as great as the sacrifice that they made, I don't mean that you have to. I'm not saying go home tonight and, you know, sit down and spend 2 hours reading the word of God. If you can and you want to, awesome. You will be well rewarded for the time that you've invested. But I'm saying be diligent. Every day, just make sure that every day you're spending some time in the Word. You're reading the Word. Now, I think it's better to do it in the morning because then you can think about it and reflect upon it all day long. But if you can do it in the morning and in the evening, so you have the Word and you're going to sleep, that's a good thing also. I'm not saying you have to spend 2 hours, but we have to make the effort. And if you make the effort, if you look towards the Word, if you put your eyes on the Word, not as, okay, I'm doing this because it's an assignment that I have to do. I got to read the Word, so I'm going to go and get it done. Okay, well, if that's the way you're reading it, that's not really pursuing it. And you're not going to see what I'm about to say. You're not going to see what happens when you put your eyes on the Word, just like these people. They put their eyes on the Word. So they turned away from the world. They put their eyes on the Word. They put their eyes on Jesus. And when they put their eyes on Jesus, they saw the power. They saw the value that was there. They saw the power for their lives. They saw the truth and what the truth meant. And they wanted more of it. They saw the power. They realized it so that they were willing to make a sacrifice of their time, which was a huge sacrifice for them and for their families. You see, when we pursue after Jesus, when we put our eyes on Him, when we look away from the world and we'll spend some time today, look at the Word, spend some time, just read. Again, I'm not suggesting you read for an hour. If you can, better. But I'm just saying take 10 minutes. And if you take 10 minutes and you're diligent with 10 minutes, and you don't do it as, well, this is an assignment that I have to do, it's an obligation that I'm under. If you don't enter into it with that mindset, but instead you enter into it with the mindset that says, Jesus, I want to see that power. I want what you have for me today. I want to see what you want to speak to me today. If you look at the Word with that set of eyes and those expectations, you're going to see the value. You're going to see the power. You're going to want more of it just like these people did. So Jesus speaks to them from the boat. And when he stopped speaking, he said to Simon Peter, put out into deep water and lower your nets for a haul. And Simon Peter answered, said, Master, we've toiled all night long, exhaustingly, and caught nothing in our nets. But on the ground of your word, I will lower the nets again. I want you to see something. Peter was moved by the words that he saw. Peter was moved by the word, by Jesus. So these people want Jesus. He wants to speak to them and give them the word. They're hungry for the word. They want to receive it. They have an expectation. The word's going to give them freedom and liberty in their lives, as it will for you and I. And they want it. They want it. They're pursuing it. Jesus makes the effort. He says to Simon Peter, let me borrow your boat. Put out a little ways just so I can speak to all these people. Peter heard and saw the words of Jesus Christ. Now, it doesn't give us the indication that Peter came to Jesus with that same hunger for the word. It looks like he's just finishing up another day's work. It just happens that Jesus came to him along with the multitudes and that Peter asked to use the boat. These people came, this population came because they pursued Jesus. They pursued the word. They hungered for the word. Peter just happens to be at the proverbial right place at the right time. But after he hears the words, and this is what I want you to see, he puts the boat out a little bit. His boat has Jesus. Jesus speaks to the multitudes. Peter's obviously there. It's his boat. He hears the words. And at hearing the words that Jesus spoke, when Jesus looks to Simon at the time, when he looks at Simon and he says, put your boat out. Launch your boat. It says in the King James, launch out into the deep and let your nets for a draft. In other words, let your nets for a haul. Now, Peter knows that he's just spent all this time. In fact, he's finished. They were cleaning their nets. They're done for the day. They're packing up. They're putting everything away. Everything's cleaned, ready to go. Yet Jesus knows that here's a willing heart. He knows what's in Peter's heart. And he knows what Peter just heard from his words. I don't know what those words were, but it obviously affected Peter. And even though his work was done, when Jesus said, and this is the power, we'll look at the word. When Jesus said, Peter, go back out, drop your nets, get ready for a haul. Peter, the experienced fisherman, Peter, the one who had just spent the day fishing and caught nothing and had finished, You know, if you're trying to eke out your living by fishing and you come home after a day of catching nothing, you're going to be exceedingly frustrated, right? And now you're frustrated, you didn't get your fish, you didn't get your haul, you've put everything away, you've cleaned everything up, and now here's Jesus telling you to put back out again, to get everything dirty again, to start from scratch. Well, the experience in Peter says, the experienced fisherman, there's no fish out there to catch. This is not the day to catch them. The experience that Peter has always had says, don't do it. There's nothing to be gained from this. And yet Peter heard the words that Jesus had just shared. And he was so moved by those words that he said, Master, we toiled all night and caught nothing in our nets, but on the ground of your word, I will lower the nets again. So Peter, the hard fisherman, the hard experienced fisherman, who just came off a failed day of fishing, he heard the words of Jesus and he was moved by those words. So moved by those words, we don't know what those words were, but he was so moved by the word that he said, I will go. I'll get my freshly cleaned nets dirty again. I will go out and do what I did before and failed at, and even though logic says there's nothing to be gained from it, I'll go out and do it. And of course, he brought in that huge haul of fish. So great was the haul of fish, and this is God. This is the way Jesus is. Jesus is the Word. The multitudes pursued after Jesus. They hungered for the Word. They made the sacrifice to be there because they wanted the Word. They saw the power, they saw the freedom, they saw the liberty, they wanted that. It brought them to the shores of the Sea of Galilee. There's Peter and his cohorts, Andrew and James and John. They're all there. They finished the day. They just happen to be at the right place at the right time. Jesus uses their boats to speak to the multitudes. They're there. Peter is so moved by what he hears. See, he wasn't looking at the Word, but when he put his eyes on the Word, when he put his eyes on the Word and gave himself to the Word, when he truly listened and pursued, so moved was he that he was willing to do what defied logic, and I'm sure had to stun James and John and stun his brother Andrew. They had to say, what are you doing? There's no logic in this. And yet he did it, and he got such a haul of fish. It took the other boats to come out and help, and even they were sinking by the weight of the haul of fish that they had at the word of Jesus. The people were there, but there was one there, and he wasn't looking, he wasn't coming after Jesus. If you feel like, you know what, I just haven't pursued Jesus, you can be Peter. But see, Peter was there, he was in the presence of the word, and he gave himself to the word. He didn't seek after, but when he was there, he gave himself to it. The Bible's right there. You probably right now are not that far away from a Bible. You know, maybe you have a Bible in your car. Certainly you have a Bible at home. You're not that far away from a Bible. You're not that far away from the Word. Peter was close enough to the Word. He wasn't pursuing it, but he was close enough to it that when he opened it, when he gave himself to it, he was moved by it. I'm challenging you. I'm saying to you today, find the Word. Spend some time in the Word, and you'll be like Peter. Peter, who started that day, I'm sure, frustrated, or ended that day, frustrated because all the fishing was so poor, and yet it ended up where that which is the most important thing to him, and he gave it up. You know what? He had a haul of fish. I don't know what he did with that fish, but it says that they left everything. Because Peter saw, Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, they saw the truth. They saw the freedom. They saw the liberty. They saw the power that was in the Word. And they pursued it, and they gave themselves totally to it. The one who was not even pursuing it, but just happened to be there. So impacted by the Word that he gave himself to it. He gave everything else up. That can be you. Wouldn't you like to be excited about the Word? Wouldn't you love it if the Word stirred excitement in you? Don't you crave that? Give yourself to the Word. Spend some time in the Word today with that kind of expectation and watch, because if you'll make the effort, if you'll pursue after the Word, Jesus always reveals himself just as he did with these people. He always revealed himself. He gave that truth. He gave the good news. You need some good news today? It's right there close by. It's sitting right next to you most of the time. Pick it up. Spend a few minutes. Make a sacrifice. And watch what Jesus does for you.